Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to The Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Catskill Native Nursery, Gardening for a Better Environment on Samsonville Road in Kerhonkson and online at catskillnativenursery.com. I must garden all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at select independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. Ward's Nursery, Garden Center, and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. And Four Winds Farm in Gardner, New York, fourwindsfarmny.com. Sam Ward is here from Ward's Nursery. We just talked to Carlene Cantner. She works in the greenhouse, which is just phenomenal. I had a lot of fun in there. You know, it's like a design center.
Pretty wild, all the things that go on in there. Right after you left, we got a truck full of citrus that came in too. So that's another thing you can pot up and have outside on your patio or porch for the summer, and then enjoy inside for the winter, and take advantage of that pottery sale before it ends at the end of it's over at the end of Tuesday coming this week. So
cool. So you got a little bit of time.
Yeah.
Okay. So I mean, I guess I know I walked through the herbs. I also walked through the roses.
Yes.
What a great selection of roses right now.
Yeah, they've just come in. Like, it was like maybe two to three weeks ago across a few orders, and they're flying out the door this year. All the English David Austin roses have probably been the most popular this year. It's never the same 2 years in a row, which is interesting. But those are your more fragrant. Most of them are very hardy. Few of them are in the climbing category, but you might not get as many flowers throughout the whole summer with the David Austin, but the quality, the beauty, the smell is above and beyond the rest. Those have been moving really fast. Last year it was the climbing roses. Everybody had to have climbing roses, and I think we sold out within like the first 3 weeks. And I was looking today and there's still a ton of climbers out there. So it's just so interesting to see how the world can change from season to season, and it's not really explainable. But
yeah, I mean, you wonder where everybody's getting their information.
It's always like, what is the color of the year for designers or what have you?
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah. I don't usually agree with that, but
the coral knockout has been another one. I think it's been outselling the reds, which never really happens.
You know, I really love coral as a color in the garden. I think coral is what it does with blues, what it does with purples, what it does with yellows. It is really a blender.
Yeah.
I just potted up all my dahlias, and there was a dark sort of purple and white striped one that I didn't have a lot of, so I had to order some more really quick, because it was the one that I felt like whenever I make a bouquet, it makes everything else really, really work. And I think it's so cool to see how color plays around. I mean, put a coral knockout in your cart and drive around and put it up next to all the other things that you can see, and, you know, see if it works for you. Coral knockout. So
yeah.
they bloom all year. They just bloom, bloom, bloom.
Yeah. And they're easy, and they're more hardy than a lot of the other roses. Who was your guest last week? I can't remember, that, but you guys were talking about like all the rhododendron problems that you had.
Oh, Vic. Victoria Point. Yeah.
We saw a lot of that with roses as well that were planted last year. Just such a dry fall and no snow accumulation to keep any warmth on the ground. And it was more like ice and fluctuating temperatures. It was a hard winter. So we're seeing a lot of the butterfly bush and roses and things like that had a tough time as well. But definitely the broadleaf evergreens like you guys were talking about. So, but we're moving ahead, not moving back for the most part. I will agree with you on the coral is always so nice to see when you get it mixed in with like an azalea or rhododendron that's got like pink and salmon and orangey coral colors. That always. What else do we got going on, Sally? The weather. So we're looking ahead, and it looks like for most of the upcoming week after the show, that we're going to be hanging in like the upper 50s and the upper 60s. Some cloudy days, some sunny days, a little bit of rain mixed in, but that's like ultimate gardening weather, I think.
Yeah, me too. When we were up, just shy of 80, it was just like slow
Well,
down.
there was like some days where it was like 35, 40 when you wake up in the morning, and by the time it's 2:30 p.m., it's 80 degrees. That's just too much change too fast. It's hard.
Yeah, and the rain has been good. I feel like you can always use more rain in May. And I think it's also like here where I am in Salisbury, one day I got a bunch of lightning and thunder and no rain. And a friend of mine who lives a mile and a half away got hours and hours of rain. It was like it's like
It is
that.
so different town by town. I live in Sheffield, Massachusetts, and it's like maybe my house is probably 10 miles from Ward's Nursery in Great Barrington. And it is so classic that I basically can drive on Route 7 nearly all the way home. It's so classic that someplace right on the town line, you just see all the rain on either one town line and not the other. Oh, that's like a summer activity there.
Yeah, I know. But I take it when you can get it. It's good. And it was good because they got a lot of mulching done while the ground was still really wet. So that all that moisture is still down there makes me happy.
One thing I noticed that this really rough winter didn't really seem to hurt was the tick population. In the last 2 weeks, I've probably pulled 10 off of me, and I don't know, they're being sneaky this year. It's like I just can't seem to keep up with them. I use my permethrin all the time and stuff, but they've still been kind of crazy. So I guess keep an eye out.
Yeah.
We're trying to keep everybody stocked up on the potential tools to kind of help avoid them. I guess maybe I haven't been spraying the permethrin on my boots as much as I should. It's supposed
That's
to
what tick tape.
tick
Put some
tape. Yeah, I
tape.
was gonna say I haven't tried that yet, but it's been really popular. We've had it in our store the last couple of seasons. And have you used it?
No.
No, so we should make that our homework.
Yeah.
Next time you stop in, I'm gonna give you a roll, and we'll both.
Okay, cool. Yeah, and because you just tape it around the bottom of your pant leg or the
Right.
top of your socks or, see what happens. Although I always feel like for me, they fall down my shirt. So I'd have to put it around my neck.
Yeah, I've mostly had them like on my back and neck so far, but
Yeah.
Yes, I mean, I've just noticed that it seems like they're really heavy in population, at least the places I've been around too. So we do offer like the tick tubes, which is a really natural, safe way to kind of keep your property, the population down. We have a bunch of hose end and powder granulars that you can put down on your around your patio, lawn, whatever. Something you probably reapply every 4 to 6 weeks or so, depending on the rain count. But a lot of them are made of like all natural ingredients like cedarwood oil, garlics, things like that. Even using, I think we talked about this before, but even using cedar mulch as your mulch choice can help keep the populations down. Because they don't like cedar wood oil itself. So using the bark of cedar mulch can help. It's not going to, magically make 1,000 ticks move a mile away from your house or what have you, but definitely can help.
Oh, wow.
We have those head nets for the mosquitoes when you're trying to get out weeding in the next week, and it's really cool, and they're just bugging
Boy, those little teeny like fruit
you.
flies.
The
Oh my
nap.
God. Gosh, I was just like, please, Oh, I went, I was sitting out potting my dahlias and I was just like, come on, just I got out my insect, like those sticks and lit them up and those work if you're sitting
Yeah,
around.
those do really work. We also have this thing that's called patio shield, where you insert like these cartridges that are scent free, but they release I don't know, something that all the mosquitoes don't like. So it's perfect for like, a 20 by 20 kind of patio area. It keeps the whole place clear. I think each cartridge lasts for 8 hours. So the hardest part is remembering to turn it off so you don't waste your whole thing when you go inside.
Really? Oh, wait, one more thing to do. Wait a minute, we have to take a quick break. Sam Ward is here from Ward's Nursery, Garden Center, and Wild Bird Shop in Great Barrington. And yeah, there's a lot going on up there. There's a lot going on everywhere. Get out and shop. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to service you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, High Falls, Hudson, Pleasant Valley, WilliamsLumber.com, Flower Power at the Ozone, Native Plant Nursery and Resource Center for a Sustainable Lifestyle on Pitcher Lane in Red Hook, theozonehv.com, and SCR Fence, design and installation of gates and fences for your home, farm, or business. For service, commitment, and reliability, visit scrfence.com. We're taking our break. We'll be right back.